People were getting very excited. Here's a question for you. Would you buy a knockoff item? People were getting very excited with Aldi because they had advertised a wooden stool. Now, the only place that I've ever seen them was on the block. It looks like a wooden egg cup. A solid wooden egg cup, big enough to sit on, and they all had them next to the bath with a fancy, you know, scrubby thing and a fancy soap that's too pretty to use. And then just before they were supposed to actually be on sale, they miraculously disappeared because they seemed to be very, very similar to the designer item, which is the Mark Tuckey egg cup stool, which sells for around $550. The Aldi version was only going to go for $69. Jeez. So no wonder people were excited, but also no wonder they disappeared because it appears the design belongs to someone else. Joanne Kellock is the CEO of the Design Institute of Australia. Good morning, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Is this the tip of the iceberg when it comes to designer pieces being copied?
Yeah. Yes, we're finding there's been an escalation in this this behaviour among retailers, and it's really impacting on the design sector on a number of areas, really, and other than to say it's very demoralising. It's really, we spend a lot of money in this country on R&D and investment, and designers sit between R&D and commercialisation, and really it's lost opportunity from our perspective for designers.
Because it's not dissimilar to knocking off a song. This is a work of art as such, isn't it? And are the replicas exactly like? Are there no laws in place or anything like that? Or do they have a little chip? Oh, no, it's different. It's okay.
Yeah, so with a certain degree, depending on what discipline you're talking about, whether it's fashion or furniture, lighting, if you can prove that in some instances it's 10%, in others it's 15%, depends where you are in the world, then it's okay. But our argument is that designers put sometimes months and months of work and a lot of money into developing these products, and time, and often their sole practices, and they approach retailers to see if they can make a sale, and they're knocked back at the time, and then what happens is some months down the track they find it in the catalogue.
Yeah.
And that's the practice that we think is grossly unfair.
Well, there was another incident, wasn't there, with a Melbourne-based designer who had designed a clothes era that sells for $329. She actually saw her actual one in an Aldi catalogue selling towels.
She loaned it to them for the shoot.
Oh, good heavens. But then they released something very, very similar for sale for $49. Do designers ever do a deal with the companies producing the similar products where they are paid for the right to use their design?
Mm. Yes, that's in a licensing agreement. There's a number of ways in which you can engage a designer, whether it's you engage them for the job to develop product, or you can employ them, heaven forbid, or else you can agree to some sort of licensing or agency arrangement. So our argument is, you know, people, this argument about the price, we understand we don't want the consumer to be disadvantaged in any way, but those products for the designer in a sole practice, she's likely to sell 20.
Of course.
As opposed to Aldi that can sell maybe 20,000 items. And so, but to distribute the cost of developing that art or designing that article across 20,000 units minimises the price.
Exactly.
It's a shame.
It's such a poor practice to do that to a designer, to knock off their something that they've spent time and
well, it's their art. It's their art, Joanne, isn't it?
It is, but I think a lot of people, thank you, Joanne, a lot of people are largely unaware. If they're just going to Aldi, they just go, that's a nice stool in the catalogue, I'm going to get
that.
They're not thinking about the person who originally designed it. Joanne Kellock there, CEO of Design Institute of Australia. Thanks for talking to us.